The alternative to traditional boarding. Southpaw's Dog Plantation. 334-324-8769. Online at southpawsdogplantation.com.
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
Cheek. Thong. Wiggle the string, play hide and seek.
By your workmate or your boss, the proctologic dental floss that really puts a hair across his astronomical thong.
In just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go-where-you-go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady-o.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Broadcast.
broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center. This is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster.
President Trump's true crime in their eyes was winning the 2016 election.
Florida Republican Matt Gaetz is the House Judiciary Committee debates articles of impeachment. California Democrat Zoe Lofgren says President Trump abused his power by asking for an announcement of politically motivated investigations in Ukraine.
George Washington would likely be astonished since he warned against the insidious wiles of foreign influence.
There's more debate and a committee vote expected today, followed by a full House vote on impeachment next week. A contestant, Dan Spilo, has kicked off the reality competition show Survivor.
A female contestant complained early in the season, telling Spilo she was uncomfortable with the way he touched her, but the behavior reportedly continued. Producers warned him to behave, but 2 weeks after that, Spilo was told to go.
Fox's Jill Nato. Viewers were told Spilo was removed over another incident off camera not involving a player on the show. America's listening to Fox News.
You guys suck.
We wish you'd get up, you listeners. We'll wake you right here. I don't think you got our message. But our message is clear. Oh, sure, you can just ignore us, my friend. We said that it's time to get up. We've made ourselves clear. Stop sleeping, it's time to get up. We said that it's time to get up. You're snoozing and now we're fed up. Get your fat butt
in here. Let's get it in gear with the forecast at 6:06.
Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com.
Starting a little brisk out there this morning. It's that east wind at 13, which is making the 40-degree temperature feel more like 32. Today, it's going to be a cool day with a high temperature up to about 54, but the winds will be a factor. I'm starting to sound a little husky. Can you hear that?
Yes, I can. I'm husking up, too.
Risk of showers by later on this afternoon. Increasing chance of rain. Possible thunderstorms tonight and Friday. 45 the low tonight. Upper 50s on Friday. Risk of showers continues Friday night, but timing is everything. And on this fast timetable of storm systems, guess what? The weekend just happens to be in between storm systems. Timing is everything. We're in the 60s over the weekend. I think the best day is Sunday in the mid-60s, and that's the day that has the potential for the most amount of sunshine. Then a storm system Monday that we're watching carefully, one that could feature severe weather, including, you know, I mean, everything's on the table, including the threat of tornadoes maybe, but that's a couple of days out there. We'll continue to watch it before a big temperature drop. Right now, this morning, 40 degrees, wind chill factor 32 at 8. No, let's make it 6:07.
What do you think about this morning show?
This is a good, clean show.
This is my show.
This show is stupid.
You're stupid.
This show is
my favorite show.
That's stupid. Use your common sense.
This show does not have common sense.
These people are dysfunctional.
Yeah, but they're still
my favorite.
So, what does that say about you?
I don't care what people say.
I like what I like.
Yeah, I'd like to get started.
Okay, it's showtime.
It's showtime. You know where the big show is right now?
Where?
Outside, if you look to the northwest, the moon set.
Spectacular full moon. It's called the full cold moon in December.
Oh, I thought it was called the
bang zoom
moon. I don't smell like sausage today, Bailey. I have nothing in my pockets for you, sweetie.
Bailey's been had a rough 18 hours. She's been sick, and she seems to be doing a little bit better now this morning. If she's around your crotch there. Things have improved.
My clothes are clean. Maybe I still smell a little bit like ham from that omelet this morning.
Well, it could be. Could be.
Can you hear her breathing?
Glad
wish I could get a woman to do that.
Glad that's Bailey that I'm hearing.
Let's see what we got here. We got the Williams Hall Wake Up just a minute or two away. Last night we had a fantastic Christmas party at Baumhauer's.
Nice.
And I want to especially thank LaDonna Brooks and her bulbs and Rosie for putting all the festive touches on it. Randall was there. Jay Quellum was there.
Yeah.
Along with little Stevie.
Oh.
He was having a good time. Having all the adventure a kid could have at a restaurant. Climbing under the booth and creating a cave and doing all that stuff.
Happy hour for him is two for one bottles, right? Of milk. Right?
I don't know what was in that little sippy cup, to be honest with you. It may have been juice.
Juice.
But I've got a list of names. There was four booths filled with a lot of listeners and some really cool people, including a man named BC. Last name, the C is for Cole. And I have got to get that list out of the car because I promised them all a shout-out this morning.
Oh, great.
I'm so happy to have a nice group like that.
Great.
So we're at 6:10 already. We got the William Tell Wake Up just ahead.
I put your omelet on TV.
You did?
You know, I don't put every breakfast serving on TV.
Well, I know you do that from time to time, so I always try to make sure the presentation is at least decent.
Then I take you to the next step with the lighting, and I sent you a
picture. This guy does everything by the book. It's got to be done right, or it's not going to be done at all. And that is to be admired. Here's your local news.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. A manhunt is underway in Crenshaw County after the First National Bank in Dozier was robbed yesterday afternoon. Authorities tell us that one suspect is in custody. The search continues for a second suspect. The state helicopter and dogs are assisting in the search. The Alabama Department of Public Health says the state's infant mortality rate in 2018 was the lowest in Alabama history. However, Alabama's infant mortality rate continues to be higher than the national rate. And OSHA has cited an Andalusia Dollar Tree for safety violations. OSHA says there were slip, trip, and fall hazards because walkways were not kept clean. They also say that merchandise was stacked too high and blocked emergency exits. The company has been fined $312,000. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery Grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's why we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Hi, I'm LaDonna Brooks, the traffic director at Blue Water Broadcasting, wishing your family a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
It is the William Tell Wake Up at 6:13. Bailey, you ready?
Break your butt!
Good one.
broke. If only there was a way to make $324 million over 9 years.
Have you tried throwing a 100-mile-per-hour fastball?
Tell me more.
Experts say that throwing a fastball that fast can increase your salary by a gajillion percent.
Wow! It can't be that easy.
Well, it's not. Once in a while, you'll need to mix in a changeup.
Sounds great! How do I get started?
Just take a baseball and throw it faster than everyone on Earth.
But I don't need extraordinary athletic ability?
Probably, but you won't know unless you try.
Good point. I'm going to start throwing 100 miles per hour right now. Yeah! Oh!
I guess being an elite major league pitcher isn't your thing. Have you considered a career in web design?
Please, help me! I've lost a lot of blood!
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
At 16 minutes after 6, change.org is really little more than a cathartic moment for people that want to sign on to some cause, because very little of it ever ends up with anything actually getting done. But the petition to remove Michael Vick from the Pro Bowl has almost 1 million signatures. What's electrifying that the NFL could be so freaking clueless? They don't get this country. They don't get people. They don't get the relationship with pets. You know, the guy served his time and all that, but to make him a captain of the legends that are appearing at the 2020 Pro Bowl, did it ever occur to you that while people may have accepted that he paid his penalty, that he's not really what you would call a sterling human being?
Probably not.
Well, obviously not, because over 1 million signatures so far, and there's like 4 or 5 of these petitions at change.org demanding the NFL remove him from the game. We'll see how this plays out. Now, we'll give the guy a little credit because he seems to be making an effort to rehab his image, but the NFL should not be doing that for him. And again, it's just like the anthem and all the other crap that comes up with the NFL. They're in a long, slow suicide. They just don't get it. On top of that, what's his name, Antonio Brown? Now the NFL is racist because the idiot spent too much time in a cryotherapy chamber and got frostbite. Stop it. Just stop it. Not that we care that much. We like college football here anyway, right, boys?
Yes.
I have no... There's no redemption quality for Michael Vick.
No.
Never. Never.
Whole thing.
No.
He's branded. At the top of the league, Roger Goodell and the DBs he surrounds himself with, what are they thinking? Right. Here's a good idea.
They should be the same... Well, yeah, they should be in the same boat. It's not the best publicity to be getting. I mean, I get it. We're talking about it. That's never...
And here's the thing. The Pro Bowl's supposed to highlight the best players. It's supposed to be all about the game. When you do something like this, all the focus goes off the game and on this, what many people still feel, and justifiably so, outraged about. He was a dog-fighting ringleader and sent animals to their death for fun and profit. And I'm sorry. Anybody that's capable of that kind of blindness, there'll always be a question about who he really is when you do something that evil. So anyway, the electrifying stupidity of the NFL wins the morning. Mr. Electric will win your heart with outstanding service on any service that you might need at your home. That includes installations, solving problems like they did for us, relocating an outside outlet so we could open our front door. I never did understand or find out why it was put there in the first place, but they moved it. They solved a mystery with a couple of motion-activated lights that were never coming on, and, well, it turned out that there was no wire in the pipes that led to the lights. I mean, I might have been able to discover that, but I certainly wasn't going to run a wire to the lights. Electricity is something that belongs in the best and most competent hands, and that's Mr. Electric, all certified master electricians. When you make an appointment with them, they give you a specific time. That's when your doorbell rings. They give you an upfront price on whatever service you need done, and that is what you pay, and they clean up any debris or mess that's created from the installation or service they provide. So all you're left with is the result you called for in the first place. That number is 245-1566, 245-1566, or visit MrElectric.com. We're going to get our first traffic of the morning here, and then we'll come back with the timeline for the 12th of December already. It's amazing how fast we're closing in on Christmas at 6:20.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort.
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We have an uptick in the number of vehicles now on the roads this morning from our first report at 6 o'clock. We've got a little more traffic on 231 out of Wetumpka, 31 from Prattville, loading up a little bit. Troy Highway at Eastern Boulevard, a little bit of congestion there, as well as I-85 at the Eastern Boulevard. I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery moving along at a smooth speed limit run. No accidents anywhere this morning. Stay with us. We'll keep you updated. Want a vehicle, but you got bad credit or no credit? Call Steve the Credit Medic at Reinhart Used Car Supercenter, 334-531-8370. Steve will take the paddles and bring your credit back to life. Have mercy. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Been in a wreck? Can't afford to go see a doctor? Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Bum, 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 Mr. Sandman.
Merry Christmas and Happy Hanukkah. I know I said my mailbox location would close December 10th, but I am going to have a two-day leftover sale this Friday and Saturday. I will be there both days to sell off as much as I can before we start moving out Monday. There are still a lot of nice mattresses and beds, as well as odds and ends. My Montgomery locations are having an end-of-year clearance sale. I have a bunch of excess inventory to liquidate, including latex, memory foam, and hybrid mattresses. We just received a few full-size adjustable bases with head and foot adjustments selling for only $3.99, twin longs for only $2.99, and some queen for only $4.49. We have a large selection of twin long mattresses on closeout, and we have split king sheets on sale, as well as some really nice pillows. A new pillow makes a really appreciated present, but a new mattress can be life-changing. We have the area's largest selection of mattresses, always discounted. Come see us Monday through Saturday in Montgomery on the Atlanta Highway, and two final sale days in Millbrook, Friday and Saturday. Mr. Sandman, Mattress Superstores.
Mark your calendar for Thursday, March 19th, 7:30 p.m. at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center as the Impact presents the Nitty Gritty Nerd Man in concert.
You and me go fishing in the dark, lying on our backs and counting the stars. Mr. Bojangles.
Tickets start at $22 and are available at the MPAC box office or Ticketmaster.com. Get your tickets now at the MPAC box office or Ticketmaster.com for the Nitty Gritty Nerd Man at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
What I don't want for Christmas is a Peloton. It will be gone out on the lawn. If my husband's giving me a Peloton, he's gonna be alone for Christmas.
At 6:23 with the timeline for December 12th, here's your host, Rich Thomas.
On the 346th day of the year, with only 19 days remaining, all of these are pretty much Christmas connected. Gingerbread House Day, National Cocoa Day, and Poinsettia Day. Poinsettia cocoa. Connection to what?
Cocoa.
Chat-in.
Cocoa.
Yeah. So I was going with it, but all right.
Apparently, it's also National Dingling Day. Do I understand?
When I was a little bitty boy, my grandmother bought me a cute little toy. Silver bells hanging on a string. She told me it was my ding-a-ling-a-ling-o.
Ding-a-ling! Ding-a-ling!
Isn't it amazing that in his whole career, Chuck Berry's illustrious career, that was his biggest song ever?
Yeah, and a lot of stations wouldn't play it, but it seems so silly.
It's kind of just a novelty kind of thing. 197 years ago in 1822, Mexico officially recognized as an independent nation by the United States. 120 years ago in 1899, George Grant, a black dentist from Boston, patented the golf tee because before that, golfers teed up from a mound of sand.
He patented it.
Patented it. Then he was shot and killed.
God.
No, I'm sorry. 1901 on this date. We're just a little silly this morning. Marconi sent his first wireless transmission. It was only the letter S, but before that, it was only 200 miles or less that anything could be sent. This one traveled 2,000 miles. 1925, the first motel, not hotel, the first motel inn opens. It was in San Luis Obispo, California. All that's left now is the bell tower and the sign. 1953, Chuck Yeager reaches Mach 2.43. He did it in a Bell X-1 rocket plane.
Yes!
Yes! 62 years ago in 1957, Jerry Lee Lewis married his 13-year-old cousin, Myra Gale Brown. Before his divorce was finalized from his second wife, by the way, they were married for 13 years, which means she reached the ripe old age of 26 after that marriage. 62 years ago in 1957, a Portland, Oregon DJ on KEX Radio fired for playing Elvis Presley's version of White Christmas because the station manager thought it was sacrilegious.
Sacrilegious? What does White Christmas have to do with religion? No,
I think they thought Elvis
was
singing
kind
it
of,
was sacrilegious.
Elvis sounded, he sounded ethnic.
Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Okay, so 56 years ago in 63, John Fitzgerald Kennedy, a memorial album, became the fastest-selling record of all time, selling 4 million copies in 6 days. 1970, Tears of a Clown by Smokey Robinson and the Miracles peaks at number one. It is such a great song. It's been our song of the day before. It will be again, but not right now. Because here's our song of the day. Riding very high on the charts 45 years ago, if your coffee's not working for you this morning, this may help get you going. A little Stevie Wonder funk. What a great intro. Great radio song. Features Stevie's signature harmonica sound. He started at the age of 12. This is 27 Billboard chart songs. He was 24 when this one peaked. Boogie on, Reggae Woman. How about some Stevie with your toast and coffee? I think it's a good idea. You ready, Mr. Wonder? That's a longer intro than I thought. Life sucks, then you die.
I like to see you move right across the floor.
Here comes Chuck Yeager.
Yeah.
I like to do.
Should have come in earlier.
Till you holler for more.
Shot and kill.
I like to reggae, but you dance too fast for me. I like to make my food.
Let's let him get to the chorus right here. Oh, that's so funky, funky.
What is wrong with me?
What is wrong with you, Stevie? Thank you, Stevie. We got a car for you out there in the front there. 45 years ago in 1974, Godfather Part II premieres in New York City. It became the first sequel ever to win, the first sequel ever to win the Best Picture Oscar. 45 years ago in 74, guitarist Mick Taylor quit the Rolling Stones after 5 years. When he joined the band, he was non-smoking, non-drinking. He was a vegetarian. When he left the band, he was a heroin addict. Ron Wood took over after him. 1975, Sarah Jane Moore pleaded guilty and stated that she willingly tried to kill President Gerald Ford. She received a life sentence, but she was released on parole in 2007. This is the day in 2001 that Winona Ryder was arrested for shoplifting at Saks Fifth Avenue, not Dollar General, Saks Fifth Avenue.
Hey, if you're going to go for it, you may as well.
Go big. Go big. or don't go at all. 13 years ago, 2006, Peter Boyle died at the age of 71. He played Frank Barone on Everyone Loves Raymond, but I'll never forget how great he acted without any lines as the monster in Mel Brooks' comedy, Young Frankenstein.
I love the, there's so many great scenes in that. The one where he, you know, discovers the blind Gene Hackman.
Okay, that's a classic scene. Hackman begged to be in that scene.
Yeah.
He begged Mel. You know, he lived in the Dakota in New York City, and he was best friends with John Lennon, Peter Boyle.
Wow, I did not know that.
Yeah. Birthdays on this date. Hank Williams III, the son of Hank Williams Jr., is 47 today. Jennifer Connelly is 49. Sheila E. is 62. Did she have, I take the morning train?
That was Sheila Easton.
Oh, okay. I got the
right.
Yeah, you're right.
Right, we got that right, Jake.
Yeah.
I think
what
right.
Am I checking again?
I take the morning train.
My who sings baby that? Takes the morning train. Big in the 80s, played it about 15 times.
He thinks it's Sheila Easton, and I think he's right.
Sheena Easton.
I was right.
Yeah, Sheena Easton, yes.
Sheena Easton.
Dickie Betts is 76, former Allman Brothers guitarist. Best known for their hits Jessica and Ramblin' Man. Dionne Warwick is 79, singer, psychic, and the Whitney Houston's cousin. She knows the way to San Jose, and she knows how to say a little prayer, too, when she has to. Connie Francis, Where the Boys Are.
I had a date with her, you know.
You had a date with Connie Francis?
I mean, the ultimate date with Connie Francis. When, in 1988, mm-hmm. It was the 25th anniversary of Where the Boys Are.
Yeah.
They re-premiered the movie at the Gateway Theater in Fort Lauderdale, which was an original theater, and she was there, and I was her escort. Her free escort.
Is that right?
So I sat next to her while she watched that movie.
So you were a male escort to Connie Francis?
Yes. She was very nice. She was very clingy.
Yeah.
She had just been through that horrible situation where she had been raped at a hotel.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Hotel.
I forgot about... that really had an effect on her rest of her life.
And she was open about it. She says, I'm sorry, I don't mean to be grabby, but...
How old do you figure she is today? It's her birthday.
80s.
81, yeah. So she doesn't look like she probably did that day you were with her. Bob Barker looks...
Hey, you know what else is true? I don't look like I did when I was with her that day either.
Bob Barker, and I just saw a clip during the middle of the night. Did you see this? He just did it's his birthday today. He's how old? 96.
96.
And he did The Price is Right with
Drew?
Drew.
He is our Star is Born feature.
Oh, man. And he looked pretty good for a 96-year-old.
Yeah,
man.
If you're going to reach that age.
Makeup people are amazing. Frank Sinatra would have been 104 today. I remember that day in 98 that he died, and I just played Frank Sinatra music all day long while I floated in the pool. 1998. Winter begins in 9 days, the winter solstice, shortest day of the year. 13 days till Christmas, 19 days. I don't know why I say 19 like that, until New Year's Eve, when pitchers and catchers report in just 62 days. That's the timeline.
With your host, Rich.
Find out what Sheena's up to these days.
Yeah, she'd be, was that the Is that the 80s? That was the 80s.
I'm guessing that's 35 years ago, right. So I'm assuming she's in her 60s.
Yeah, she is. Actually, she is 60 years old. Turned 60 this year.
I'm pretty good at this, ain't I? At least today. 6:35.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
So, yeah. It's a little break.
Man, Sammy.
It's a little brisk out there this morning with that easterly breeze at 13 miles per hour. A cool day today, high temperature around 54, becoming windy later on. Risk of showers by this afternoon, but an increasing chance of rain and possible thunderstorms by this evening, tonight, and Friday. Overnight low temperature 45, upper 50s for a high tomorrow. Risk of showers Friday night, but then dry over the weekend. Timing is everything, and we'll be in between storm systems. We'll be in the 60s over the weekend. In fact, mid-60s Sunday, the pick of the litter day because it has the most sunshine. And then we're watching Monday carefully. A possible severe weather threat in Alabama? Yeah, we think so. It's got to be monitored. It's 5 days out. But already the Storm Prediction Center is starting to put out some outlooks on severe weather threats. Right now this morning, 40 degrees, wind chill factor 32 at 636.
Well, the Traffic Dungeon coming back. We'll be on CBS 8, ABC 32 in a moment. What is our topic today?
The cost of Christmas. Things that could break your holiday budget.
All righty.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Montgomery Skywatch Traffic with your latest update. Got a lot of cars on the road this morning on I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. We have no problems there. We're seeing a lot of cars inbound on the Wetumpka Highway, Troy Highway, 331, 31 out of Prattville this morning, but everything seems to be moving into the city fine. The boulevard is beginning to load up. No problems on the boulevard right now. We are accident-free this morning so far, but that rush is coming. Make sure you buckle up and drive carefully on this Thursday morning. If you're going to have a little Christmas puppy under the tree, make sure that its life comes complete with Invisible Fence. With indoor and outdoor systems, it'll keep that puppy safe in designated areas of your home. Call Miss Vicky at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585 for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster.
President Trump's true crime in their eyes was winning the 2016 election.
Florida Republican Matt Gaetz is the House Judiciary Committee debates articles of impeachment. California Democrat Zoe Lofgren says President Trump abused his power by asking for an announcement of politically motivated investigations in Ukraine.
George Washington would likely be astonished since he warned against the insidious wiles of foreign influence.
No, there's a woman like you would be elected in Congress.
Expected today, followed by a full House vote on impeachment next week. A contestant, Dan Spilo, was kicked off the reality competition show Survivor.
A female contestant complained early in the season, telling Spilo she was uncomfortable with the way he touched her, but the behavior reportedly continued. Producers warned him to behave, but 2 weeks after that, Spilo was told to go.
Fox's Jill Nato. Viewers were told Spilo was removed over another incident off camera not involving a player on the show. America's listening to Fox News.
Smooth Vapor on Atlanta Highway has been the River Region's source for all things vape since 2015. You'll find the nation's best juices at Smooth Vapor. You can even test them out in their lounge. They have the largest selection in the River Region. Find your CBD topicals, edibles, and flower at Smooth Vapor on Atlanta Highway, across from Walmart. Follow Smooth Vapor on Facebook and listen up, preferred community. The second location of Smooth Vapor is now open for you on Cobbs Ford Road by Walmart.
Hi, it's Kristen, Promotions Director at Blue Water Broadcasting, and we are wishing a happy holidays to all of you in the River Region.
Here's something new.
Elf, a busybody. Elf, watches everybody. Elf, he spies on everyone. Elf. Yeah. When I was younger, he didn't need no help. From a brown-nosed tattletale up there. Now Santa's lost his stuff and he's got to old and fast. Now he's got this little snot to be his friggin' rats. Elf, if I see you, you're going down. And no one appreciates you sneaking round. I'll bury you 6 feet under the ground. You're a creep, creep, elf, you, elf, you, elf, you.
Don't miss the new and improved Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings from 6 until 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
It's showtime.
We saw Rusty on TV.
Yeah, they just did a little business break on CBS 8 and ABC 32. Hey, I have a weather extra on TV tonight. It's called Frozen. It's not
Frozen.
The movie. I thought it would be great to call
That's
it Frozen.
That's a great idea.
It has to do with the various types of precipitation that we can expect in the wintertime. Not just snow, freezing rain, which, by the way, is liquid all the way down until it hits something, and sleet. So we talk about it tonight at 6 and 10 on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Those features are great.
Thanks.
So we're going to talk about things that can break your holiday budget.
Didn't you used to have a date? Wasn't there used to be a date that you're paying for Christmas up until this date in the year?
Or the following May, at least.
You're starting your day the right way with Rising.
A new survey looked at extra expenses we have around the holidays and what it all costs.
A lot. That is what it costs. So if you factor in this stuff, this could help you stay within your budget. Some of the holiday expenses include gifts for family and friends, which adds up to around $270, and holiday food and drinks at home, which can add up to around $117.
Yeah, we want to bring in our friends over at News Talk 93.1. Good morning, guys.
I had to find a way to cut costs, so I eliminated Ryan's gift. And the rest,
me too.
The other two are going to get gifts, but you had to do something, you know, to cut the fat.
We had an unexpected thing come up in our life that kind of forced us to punt on our holiday budget. My little guy Hershey is having an operation tomorrow morning, and he'll be under the knife right about the time just after we talk tomorrow. So we decided to put our money into that because he's more important than any silly gift, and
absolutely,
that's what we're doing.
Yep.
He's going to be good. He's going to be good. But you just hate to see your dog go through any of that. You know, you're a daddy with Bailey for crying out.
Oh, I was a little worried about the last 18 hours. She was not doing well, but she seems to be doing a little bit better now. Anyway, so $1,000, what does it say? We spend $1,054 on Christmas every year? Wow.
Well, that takes care of my daughter. Almost.
that's a lot of money. Everybody got their Christmas shopping done?
Yeah.
No, yep.
Not even started.
Boy, that's
not even started.
That response was telling, wasn't it?
Yeah.
No.
I don't think so.
What's the main reason that you haven't?
But you gotta think they work under deadlines.
Yeah, right. I work so much better under pressure.
Yeah. That's it. Yeah, I just have no pressure to get anybody anything. So
I just don't think anybody deserves anything more than my friendship and love.
That's the ultimate gift.
That's right.
It is priceless, Ryan. It really is.
So, Andrew, you're not one of those people, though, that will go to Dollar General on Christmas Eve at 6 p.m. Or CVS or Walgreens and pick up the final items?
No. Nothing like that. But
only because they're closed, probably, on Christmas Eve. He goes Christmas Eve, and then tries to get whatever's left.
I see.
You know, like, some of the rush that you get from doing that last-minute shopping is nice.
Yeah, the hustle, the bustle.
You know,
if you know what you're looking for.
I don't know. Yeah, but if you're going that late, everything you're looking for is gone.
I'm also a very quick shopper.
Me too.
Men generally are.
Yes, focused.
We go to a mall or a store.
Like, I'm going to go in there with a plan.
You
think we don't go in with a plan?
No, you don't. You don't.
I love that.
You opened this, Greg.
I love that.
Well, Andrew, let's go. This segment is over.
Wow.
Rich and Jay, leave him to himself.
I I'm offended. I really am. Oh. I go in with a plan. It says sometimes you just have to detour a little bit.
You think, no. Ooh, shiny object.
Yes. And then, my niece would. Oh, my dad would. Oh, but
you,
and
my
maybe,
co-anchor would.
You got it.
Well, I never said that. Just kidding. I try to plan out everyone's gift. I've done a good job about putting everything in my Amazon cart.
Yeah, and you're giving me a hard time, but do you remember when I texted you this past weekend about your Christmas present?
You're bringing up old stuff.
Oh, boy.
I was out planning. I had some ideas, and I didn't tell her what the gift was.
I gave you an honest answer. You asked me, would I enjoy the gift that you picked out? I said, theoretically. He asked me about a book. I said, do you like to read? I said, theoretically, I like to read. But
all I read right now is scripts.
Pretty much, I read the prompter. So I just don't really have time for much else. I was like, in theory, sure, I would, sounds good, but...
I tried.
But you did. A for effort.
Back to square one.
If you had not told me... And he had gotten me a book, I would have been just as happy either way.
Sometimes you got to shop with tunnel vision.
Am I going to have to separate you
two? That's the problem. Options is what sometimes throws us off. And that's why I may go into the store thinking that I knew what I was going to get, but the store has so many options that I'm like,
well,
oh, man.
That's it. Like, for instance, Costco. I go in with tunnel vision trying to, not look at all the stuff that they're trying to lure me with. But sometimes...
That's how we do. We know what we want. We go get it.
All the things. It's like...
Right.
Walking the plank when you go into Costco, and it's like, yeah, you came in there for a 24 pack of Twizzlers, but now you gotta walk past this new TV, this vest.
Right.
A sample of
exactly. You now, don't you need this? Don't you need a 6-pack of pet beds? And it's like, wait,
exactly.
I need that, and that's how they get you
a vat of ketchup.
I'm really glad you're able to get that off your chest.
This is obviously something I'm very passionate about.
You get that 55 gallon drum of mayonnaise at Costco. Where do you put it?
Right.
That's the problem.
Under the tree.
And the new fridge. They also con you into buying.
Exactly. Yes. That was right at the door, at the checkout.
My Christmas present.
Oh, boy.
Back to you.
Okay.
There was silence.
I thought Jay was about to say something.
I thought Jay was going to
say
something.
No, not at all.
Speaks, we all listen.
No. Yes.
That was my Christmas present, was a new fridge. This is what I got.
Just like a gift, we've just been told Saved we need to wrap bell. This one up. So you guys have a great Thursday, guys.
I think we're giving Jay a jar of mayonnaise.
To go in his brand new refrigerator.
Yeah.
See you later.
Bye, guys. Have a great day.
There we go. See, how did that red shirt look? We got to do something about this overhead light here. This is ridiculous. It makes my hair look like it's on fire.
I don't see that.
It's a very different tone
over there on that
on
one.
On that one, that there's one. On yeah. this one.
That one.
Yeah.
On that one, and then on that one.
Gotcha.
But no, yeah, I think we're our own worst critics. When I see that me on there. I see this huge mountain of blubber. And that's what I see.
That's so silly.
Meanwhile, you're looking at your hair. So we're all our own worst
Speaking
critics.
Of hair, I have to be out the door at 8:50. I have a doctor's appointment with my hairstylist.
A doctor's appointment with your hairstylist.
And tomorrow morning, I'm only here for the first hour. So
that's right.
Yeah.
Shall we summon in the troops tomorrow?
Going to a big weather powwow in Clanton with
Clanton?
Clanton.
Somebody stopping by happy hour this afternoon will be Lynn Bryan from Bryan Jewelry.
Oh,
looking forward to that.
How about that?
For some, speaking of Christmas shopping and last minute gift ideas, this is the place to go whether you start early or you're finishing late, because ideas and great merchandise is what they specialize in at Bryan Jewelry. They've been doing it for, I think, it's almost 64 years, if it isn't already. And that was when the Preferred Community was a tiny little burg, and it was a tiny little shop.
It wasn't even Preferred back then.
Not then, no. Now they are. And it's not only a thriving community, but people come to Bryan Jewelry from all over because of their reputation for quality, selection, their ability to create things from scratch. If you have an idea, you can ping-pong all over Alabama hoping to luck into it, or you can just go there and have them make it. But I would do that soon. In fact, that's one of the questions I plan to ask her this afternoon is, what is the last date somebody can come in and get something custom-made?
Right.
Buy a watch there, you can build a watch there. And after you buy anything, you get free care and cleaning for the rest of its the rest of your life. And if something needs a repair, like a watch, they still have that old world craft going on there. The professional watch repairman. Brian Jewelry, 7078 East Main in Prattville. Join their club online at brianjewelry.com and save $100 on your first purchase of $200 or more. And tune in this afternoon around 4:40 when Lynn Bryan joins us in the house.
Oh, hey, honey.
Did you forget a towel again?
Oh, thanks for the Arctic chill. I told you to wait to start the dishwasher. Ugh, this is becoming ridiculous. Planning what we can and can't do because we might run out of hot water.
You know, I've been hearing a lot about these tankless water heaters. Beth from down the street just got one from Headley Plumbing, and she loves it. With five kids, she hasn't run out of hot water once. They can grab showers, and she can do laundry and run the dishwasher without fear of the faucet blasting cold water on them.
Sounds too good to be true. And if it is true, I'm guessing Beth and Dan had to shell out a fortune for that thing.
Hardly. There are rebates available, it's fuel efficient and cost effective. I think it's time we call Headley Plumbing.
A step ahead of you, dear. Goodbye, cold showers. Hello, hot water.
You can say goodbye to clunky old water heaters that leak and leave you standing in a cold shower. Get a streamlined, tankless water heater with a longer life from Headley Plumbing. Call them today at 285-3667 or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
We have a lot of end-of-the-year news in our cheap and trashy today, and as soon as I find it, I'll pass it along. Here's where I put it. Getting a lot of year-end stuff like Google searches for most searched actors, most searched people. Antonio Brown, who now thinks it's racist in the NFL because he spent too much time in a cryo chamber and got frostbite. Jussie Smollett. I guess we like to look up the losers of the world. R. Kelly. What does that say about us?
Well, no, it's just they're looking, I would imagine they're looking up to get the, like, okay, so on the first thing I looked up this morning was Sheena Easton, because we were talking about Sheena Easton. Right. I just typed in the name. So when their news stories are going on, you want to get the latest. Every time you wake up in the morning, you just type in their name, and that's how you get the latest news of what's going on. Both of them were in the news.
The most searched athletes this year, Antonio Brown.
Yep.
Bryce Harper. That, I'm sure, was much earlier. In, you believe the baseball contracts they're handing out, man? Holy cow.
Yep.
One agent, Scott Boras, signed three guys for a total of $881 million. Rendon went to the Angels.
Oh, Rendon.
I'm sorry.
Oh, Rendon.
He signed last night.
Is that right? I hadn't heard that.
And the Angels were not the team that everybody thought he would be going to, but they lost out on Gerrit Cole, so they get the Rendon.
If I can think out loud, that helps the Donaldson situation in Atlanta, I think.
There's no doubt about it. But now the Nationals need a third baseman, so the Braves and Nats could be going back, even the Phillies. Most searched movies, Avengers Endgame, Captain Marvel, Joker, Toy Story 4, and the Lion King. The most anticipated movies of 2020. This is from therap.com.
Oh, this would be good.
We'll just count down the top five since we have the ability to do that.
Number five.
The Marvel movie Black Widow, which is out May 1st.
Okay.
Number four.
No Time to Die, the next James Bond movie that's out April 8th.
Number three.
Top Gun Maverick. Boy, it's taken a long time for them to get that one finished, hasn't it?
But the trailer is interesting.
I haven't seen it yet.
When does it come out?
June 26th.
Get out of here.
June 26th. Interesting, because it came out, the first one came out in 84. Is this going to be a record for the longest time between sequels using the same actors?
Now, that's a very good question.
36 years. It's hard to believe, but that's how long it's been.
I don't think it is, because I think vaguely one is a sequel. There's another movie that's, let's see, what would be the search thing? Longest span between sequels, maybe? Longest?
Oh, that's good.
Or what time between an original and then a sequel?
Between movie sequels. Let's see what we got here.
When Godfather 3 came out, I think, 17 years after.
Right.
See, this is the one. There was a... Disney did a Bambi 2. And that was, I think, 63 years.
Wow. I see. But
yeah.
I wonder if they have the
second...
But
that's a straight-to-video sequel.
Yeah, see, this is a theater release.
What if they have a second-to-last?
The second longest span would be between Fantasia, again Disney,
okay,
and Fantasia 2000. That was a 59-year gap.
Wow.
In between those two. And those were theatrical releases.
Well, animated characters can't get wrinkles or get old.
It's true.
I would love
although,
to see.
Have you seen Donald Duck lately?
If you want to go live action...
Is he wearing pants yet?
I know.
The live action, again, would belong to Disney. Mary Poppins Returns.
Oh, my God.
54 years.
Yeah, but I think using actors from the first and the sequel is what I'm looking at here. Because Mary Poppins... Well, Dick Van Dyke did appear in the second
one. Yeah, he did some cameo stuff in that. Well, more than cameo, but yes, he was in it.
Okay, fine. We'll go that way. I think you're right, though. How many was it, Top Gun? What was Top Gun?
36 years.
36? Yeah, it'll be 36 next year, yeah.
It'll probably be that one, then. They don't have it in here, at least on this one that I'm looking from. Although they should, because the next one they talk about is Return of the Jedi and then The Force Awakens. Between those two films that had pretty much the entire... cast
right.
of the final one into the revamp.
Well, they probably don't mention Top Gun in that list there because it hasn't happened yet.
Right. This is from 2018.
Yeah.
This article comes from the Omaha World Herald.
Wrapping up the list.
Number two.
Sonic the Hedgehog. That comes out Valentine's Day.
Oh, I can't wait.
And number one.
Birds of Prey.
What?
DC Comics movie.
Oh, another... Mm-hmm.
They're doing another one of those live All in the Family things next week.
Yep. In fact, it's not a repeat of what they did before. It's going to be live again, yeah.
The cast will be the same. Woody Harrelson as Archie, Marissa Tomei as Edith, Ellie Kemper as Gloria, Ike Barinholtz as Mike. Ike Barinholtz is a pretty funny guy. Kevin Bacon, Jesse Eisenberg, and Justina Machado will also make appearances in this episode.
I'll be darned.
Let's see. Huey Lewis said in an interview that he considered suicide when he found out he couldn't perform anymore vocally.
Because he's hearing, it's a hearing thing? Is that right?
He's got an inner ear disease that causes fluctuating deafness, so he can't sing. That's what a horrible fate for...
Well, Beethoven was deaf, wasn't he, pretty much?
Yeah. I don't know how he did that. We don't have time. Jack Black is 50, and... he says he might retire.
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
And he was kind of popular there for a while, but something happened. Maybe it was that King Kong movie. 657, Eddie Bader came to our Bomb Hours party last night. The real estate market is popping. So if you are considering putting your house on the market, Eddie is starving for listings. If he doesn't have listings to work, he starts to wither. He gets frustrated.
Like Bill.
So, yeah, seriously, I, with all due respect, call Eddie the Yenta of the real estate market here because he is the ultimate matchmaker. He takes people who want to market a home and finds people that are looking for the type of home they're selling and then meets with buyers and finds them the home that they want to buy. He puts people together like nobody else, and he works it literally every waking moment of the day. It's what he lives to do. So whether you're ready to list your home or whether you're looking to buy or rent, see Eddie Bader from the Goodson Group. Nobody's going to work harder for you. In fact, you can reach Eddie at 322-0662 and visit Eddie Bader, Realtor, the Goodson Group on Facebook. Please give.
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have moderate to light traffic on I-65 and 85 into Montgomery this morning. If you're traveling through, it's a speed limit drive right now. Things are merging nicely downtown. The boulevard is beginning to load up a bit. We got little spurts of traffic coming out of Wetumpka, Prattville on the Troy Highway into Montgomery. We are still a few minutes away from the big push into downtown when everybody starts trying to get into the city. School zones will be coming up for you top of the hour, too. Watch out for the kids in the buses this morning and keep it here. We have no accidents to report at this time. The Toyota-thon is going on at Reinhardt Toyota. Special year-end clearance pricing. No payments until March available. Don't miss the Toyota-thon now at Reinhardt Toyota. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333 333-